Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Together we can recite.
Narayanam namaskritya naram caiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayamudire nashta prayeshu bhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevayat bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati nashtiki krishnaya vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nandagopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha.
So we are reading from Canto 10th, Chapter 45th, entitled Krishna Rescues His Teacher's Son, Text 9. And repeat behind me.
Tat Shantum Marhatastata Maternau Paratantreho Akurvatora Vam Shushrusham Krishtayor Duhridabhrisham Tatshantum Arhatastata Maternau Paratantreho Akurvatorvam Shushrusham Klishtayor Durhridabhrisham. Akshantum Arhatastata Matarnaparatantriyo Akurvatorvam Shushrusham Krishtayodurhidabhrisham Tatshantum arhatastata Matarana paratantriho Akurvatoravama shushrusham Krishtayor durhidabhisham.
Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: Dear father and mother, please forgive us for not serving you. We are not independent and have been greatly frustrated by cruel Kamsa. Purport: According to Sanskrit grammar, the word paratantriyo and klishtayo may also refers to Vasudev and Devaki. Actually, Vasudev and Devaki were under the control of Providence and were disturbed by the activities of Kamsa, whereas Sri Krishna is always the absolute personality of Godhead.
Om Jnanatamirundhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Sopadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamsha
हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च परितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर शिवा सदी गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा I read the translation again. Dear father and mother, please forgive us for not serving you. We are not independent and have been greatly frustrated by cruel Kamsa. So I seek blessings of all the assembled devotees so that I may say something beneficial and purifying for my own self. So, here in Krishna and Balaram, they are speaking this particular verse. They are speaking a series of verses to their parents. And in the purport, the disciples of Prabhupada are saying that the word paratantra and klishtayor, that Krishna saying, Krishna and Balaram are saying, we were not independent, so we could not serve you, please forgive us. We were being tormented or disturbed by the cruel Kamsa. So the disciples of Prabhupada are saying, actually those two words apply, paratantrayo and klishtayor, in the second and the fourth line, they apply to Vasudeva and Devaki and not to actually Krishna and Balaram. So, technically speaking, what Krishna and Balaram are speaking may not be technically correct. But actually they are speaking in a very kind way as their sons. So actually Krishna is speaking and Balaram is with him. So Krishna is speaking on behalf of both of them, Krishna and Balaram. So what they are saying, it may not be technically correct, but actually it is filled with their affection. These are very kind words they are speaking. Okay? So we know that Devaki and Vasudev, since the birth of Krishna and Balaram, even before that, when it was just announced, not even the birth, when the announcement was made from the heaven by the demigod, since then Vasudev and Devaki have been undergoing lot of tribulations at the hand of Kamsa. So Krishna and Balaram, they are speaking these kind words to console their parents. And they are saying that we could not give you any happiness since our birth. And you had to undergo so many tribulations all because of us. Actually, Krishna and Balaram, they are not responsible for anyone's problems or tribulations. But still herein, they are taking the responsibility that it's because of us that you had to suffer so much. So actually, we should one point which is coming here is actually to be kind to someone is more important than just to be correct, just to be technically correct. So Krishna and Balaram are herein speaking very kind words to their parents. So, in this world we see that people are being thrashed by the material energy, right? There are so many people who can criticize, they can speak very correctly. There are people who say that we are concerned with doing the right thing. We have to speak the right thing. Right? But are these people kind, or are we kind? We may be concerned with doing the right, saying the right thing. This is the right way to act. But are we kind in doing that? If there is no kindness, then actually the so-called right thing is also wrong. So, Vrajbihari Prabhu was mentioning in his class some time back, he was saying that Srila Prabhupada, he was in complete philosophical disagreement with Dr. Mishra in New York. He would actually oppose his philosophy very vehemently. But still, Prabhupada was kind to him. He cooked for the same Mayavadi. He cooked for him, and Dr. Mishra was sick. Prabhupada, by his cooking and he giving him nutritious prasadam, he restored the health of Dr. Mishra and showed his kindness. And another example Vrajbihari Guru gave was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu correcting Keshav Kashmiri. It's described in Chaitanya Bhagavat that when the students, when everyone heard that Keshav Kashmiri is coming, all the Bhattacharyas, Mishra, Chakravartis said they could not do anything. They were in constant fear of that Keshav Kashmiri is coming. Right? Constantly they were thinking, and other people were joking, now we'll come to know who is the Bhattacharya, who is the Mishra. Now this Digvijay Pandit is coming. Now who is learned, it will be revealed. So the students of Nimai Pandit, they also heard, and they came to Nimai Pandit and they informed him that Digvijay Pandit is coming, and everyone is thinking of leaving the town practically, right? Taking some excuse. I have to attend to some relative's marriage or whatever. Or I have to go for a treatment, kind of. Some excuse. Some excuse or leaving Navdeep. They are trying to find out. Since Keshav Kashmir is coming, it's like, so when this was informed to Nimai Pandit, Lord slightly smiled. He said, the Supreme Lord doesn't tolerate anyone's pride. And Lord Gauranga, he gave the example of the past. He said they were in Ravana, Kumkarna, Nahusha, so many demons. Banasur, Narkasur, they all were greatly proud of their prowess. But is there a single exception that the Supreme Lord didn't deflate the pride of someone? Is there anyone who remained proud like that? So Lord said, there is no exception. So laughingly Lord mentioned that you will see that here in Navdeep, his pride will be actually crushed. So then the students and the Lord, they went near the bank of Ganges. And they were sitting down. It's described that the whole scene was very beautiful. It was shining water of the Ganges. It was the evening time. While Lord is discussing various scripture with his students, at the back of mind, he's simply thinking, how will I actually remove the pride of this arrogant scholar? Now, how means he was not thinking that what kind of argument I'll give, what will he say, what will I reply. He was thinking that in what way should I do so that he doesn't feel insulted. He said if there is a public debate and he is defeated, then he will feel so bad about it that he may commit suicide only. He may not be able to tolerate other people. Everyone will joke. Can you imagine that person who has been most glorified, he becomes an object of jokes and laughing. Of laugh of others, then such a person may actually commit suicide. So Lord was thinking that how should I do it? So this is being very considerate so that this person is not hurt, but at the same time his pride is removed. So then the Lord actually met Keshav Kashmiri privately. He met him privately. And then we know the whole story how Lord, he defeated the pride of this arrogant scholar. But he kept his honor. He didn't insult him. He didn't, the Lord didn't humiliate him. Right? So even if when the Lord corrects, he is simultaneously kind also. Right? So to show kindness is more important than just to be correct. So only it's mentioned that when finally Keshav Kashmiri, Mother Saraswati tells him that you go and take shelter of the Lord, he could immediately do so because his honor was kept by the Lord. He was not humiliated. So he could, therefore, he could take that step. He could go and take shelter of Lord Gauranga. Because the Lord was actually kind to him. So herein we see that how Krishna and Balaram, they are speaking these kind words to their parents. And through these kind words, they actually are arousing the affection of Vasudeva and Devaki, their parents. So there is another similar example of how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also very kind to his mother. Kesha Chandra Guru yesterday mentioned part of it. He left certain things for me to describe. He kindly. So it's described that every year Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would send Jagdanand Pandit to Navdeep just to console his mother, who was actually afflicted with separation from her son. She said that Lord, he told Jagdanand Pandit one year, he said, Nadiya chala ha matare kahiya namaskar, Amar name pada padma dhariya tahar. He said, please you proceed to Nadiya, Nadiya chalaha, matare kahiya namaskar, and offer my obeisances to my mother. On my name, the Lord said, you touch her feet. And then you please remind her that actually I come there every day to offer my respects to her. And sometimes she can realize my presence, but then she thinks, oh, she is mistaken. She is in Brahm. And you also tell my mother that whenever she cooks something, offers to Lord Vishnu and desires that my son should eat this. Right? Lord says that I am present there. I go there and I honor those things. And then she sees that the plate is empty. But then again she thinks probably I did not serve only. Right? She again thinks that I have been mistaken. So the Lord was saying, you go and tell that all these are the facts. That I am bound by her loving affection. I go to Nadiya, I visit her regularly and I am reciprocating. And then the Lord said, you also tell her that I have, in my madness, I have taken sannyas and I have given up service to her. So Lord saying, Tumar seva chadiyami karilu sannyas, maula hayyami kailu dharmanash. So Lord said that I gave up your service, took sannyas. It all have been done in some kind of madness. And thus I have destroyed the religious principles. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking. Actually, whenever Lord appears, he appears to establish the religious principles. He never destroys the religious principles. In there is a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam spoken by Karbhajan Muni, Tyaktva sudustaja suripsitaraja lakshmi dharmishtvarya vachasa yadagadaranyam maya mrigam daita ipsitamanvadhavad vande maha purushate charanaravindam. So Karbhajan Muni, this beautiful verse applies to Lord Krishna, Lord Ram and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all three of them. It describes their appearance and activities. So it said, Taktva sudushya suripsita raja lakshmi dharmishta. So Lord is firmly fixed in dharma. He is a dharmist. And again Srimad Bhagavatam describes, the definition of dharma is the way the Lord acts. It's not the Lord has to act as per dharma is. It's the other way round. Whatever the Lord does, that is dharma. That is the definition of dharma. So, therefore, but here in the Lord is saying that I have broken the religious principles. So it's not a technically correct statement. But still the Lord is speaking in a very affectionate way to his mother to console her. So to be kind actually is more important than just to be correct. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further continues, he says, tell my mother that she should not take my offense. Right? Please ask him to forgive me. Lord is begging forgiveness, just like in this verse, Krishna and Balram, they are also saying, Tat shantum arhatas tata. My dear father and mother, please forgive us, they are saying. Right? So the Lord also conveys this message, please ask my mother not to take my offense and forgive me for that. The Lord said, you tell her that I am always dependent upon her love. And I am staying at Nilachal here according to her order. And I will never leave this place as long as I live. So, very, very, you see, kind and affectionate words Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks. These affection and kindness of the Lord actually binds his devotees to him very firmly. Saying all these things, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hands over some mahagarments of Lord Jagannath, which he had wore when he was dressed as a gopa. It's a gopa vesh. There are different ways of Jagannath also. There is going to be Gaj Vesh in the upcoming Snan Yatra, and Sonar Vesh, the Lord is dressed in all the golden ornaments. So there are different decorations or Vesh of the Lord. There is Gopa Vesh also, Jagannath is dressed in. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had received those cloths of Lord Jagannath when he was dressed as a Gopa. The Lord sent those clothes for his mother. And then he also packed some nice first class Lord Jagannath Mahaprasadam for his mother and for all the devotees separately, and gave it to Jagadananda Pandit. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Matra Bhakta Ganera Prabhu Hana Shiromani Sanyasa Kariya Sada Sevana Janani. He says, among all those who are devotees of their mother, Lord is the crest jewel among all of them. For even after taking sannyas, he was not indifferent to his mother. Rather, he always cared for her. He always served her. So we also come to know that how only by physical proximity one cannot serve. Right? So to actually give Krishna consciousness, to connect someone to Krishna, that is the best service, that is the highest service. So in this way, by being kind and affectionate, the Lord binds his devotee with the rope of love to him very firmly. Another beautiful pastime where this is exhibited. After end of one Rath Yatra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was bidding farewell to all the devotees. And he started saying that all of you come every year over here. Right? And you have to take a long journey, very ardent journey, right, during a favorable walk actually. And there is always austere accommodation when you travel. And prasadam also may not be to one's liking. Right, so there are always some, it's not a very pleasant to just tour for long time, right, on foot. So Lord is saying, you all take a lot of pains and dukkha, unhappiness, and many austerities you all have to perform while coming and going. You take such a long journey. I want to forbid you all that you don't come. Why you take so much a hard journey? Right? However, Lord says, but I feel so happy when you all come. Therefore, I am also greedy for all of your association. Said you all, the Lord continued that I have no difficulties. I stay here in Nilachal, right? But you take all the troubles and tribulations to come to me. So therefore, Lord said that I am so much indebted to you. How should I repay your debt? And then the Lord said, Sanyasi manush mor nahi kon dhan ki diya to mar rin karimu shodhan. Said, I have no wealth. I am a sannyasi. How will be I able to repay the debt of you? Dehe matra dhan to mai kailu samarpan taha vikaye yaha vichite to mar man. Lord said, I have only this body. You please accept this. I offer this body to you all. And you find out where you want to sell it. And you can sell it and then, right, then my debt can be repaid in this way. So when all these devotees, they hear these kind and affectionate words of the Lord, their hearts completely melt. And they began to shed incessant tears. And Advaita Acharya Prabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they speak up and they say, My Lord, the whole world, the entire universe is obliged to you for your transcendental attributes. Yet you again bind your devotees with your kindness and affection. So in this circumstances, who can go anywhere? Right? So although the devotees were leaving, they stayed back for another 5-7 days. So actually, kindness draws out love from within the heart of people. Not just by being correct about saying the right thing can one actually transform a person. Right? So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually didn't brought Keshava Kashmiri by correcting the words he spoke. Right? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu perfectly made the correction in the words he spoke. But that was not the transformation. That didn't bring the transformation in Keshava Kashmiri. It was the kind, the way he did with the sensitivity and with the kindness, keeping his honor, not offending him and not insulting him. So that kindness actually transformed the heart of Keshava Kashmiri. So the kindness draws out actually love from within the hearts of people. So there is a so herein we also see that Krishna and Balram, while they are asking that oh parents, they are saying, oh my dear father and mother, please forgive us, we could not serve you, we are responsible for all the suffering we all had to undergo, right? So they are actually drawing out their parental loving feelings. That is the purpose of speaking, to draw their affection, their parental affection and love towards them. So there is another beautiful pastime where Krishna, he drew out maximum love from maximum number of devotees for the maximum duration of time. Right? That is the Govardhan Leela of the Lord. Right? So I will like to briefly speak something from Srimad Bhagavatam, and Vishnu Chakra Thakur has given beautiful insights into this pastime. So actually I am taking a portion of it. So when Indra, he became angry, the Brajavasis stopped the worship of stopped his sacrifice and worship Govardhan. Indra became angry and he came with the Samartha clouds, which were accompanied by 7 kind of devastating winds. All the Brajavasis, they felt tormented. So the cows, they approached Krishna and they said, Krishna Krishna Mahabhaga Tonnatham Gokulam Prabhu Tratum Arhati Devana Kupita Bhakta Vatsala. they said, so they cried out to Krishna, right? Krishna, Krishna. That you are the master of the Gokul, you are the most fortunate one, and we deserve to be protected by you from the wrath of this demigod, because we are your surrendered devotees. So Krishna, he understood that this is the work of Indra. And Krishna also began to consider that, how should I tackle this situation? How should I? He also considered that Indra, whatever it is, he is my representative, he is carrying out the service given by me. So Lord decided that he will not crush Indra, but he will just deflate his pride. So Krishna also considered, how should I deal with the situation? And then, considering that I will just deflate his pride, he spoke to all the Brajavasis. The Lord said, Tasman masharanam gushtam mannatham matprahi graham gopaye swatma yogena soyam me vrata ahita. So the Lord said that all of you are tasmad mas sharanam goshtam, all of you have taken shelter of me, right? You mannatham matprahi graham, you have accepted me as your nath, as your master, right? Matprahi graham, all of you are my family members. So the Lord said that I will surely be protecting you, so you do not have any anxiety. You all, that is, Lord said, soyam me vrat ahita, for this is my vow, Lord said, that I will always give protection to my devotees. So Vishwanathacharya Thakur explains, Lord is saying, tasman mas sharanam gostham, that you all have taken shelter of me, but he also means to say that actually Vrindavan and all of you, the residents of Vrindavan, the Brajavasis, you all are my shelter. Right? So once His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj was speaking to the Brahmacharis here, and he was saying that he expressed a sentiment. He said, I am very grateful to Radha Gopinath for giving me the shelter of association of all of you. So when I heard that statement, I was wondering that actually it is the other way around. Radha Gopinath has given us the shelter of his association. But he was expressing the other way around. That in a mood of humility, actually. So it was very striking that how can one person who is actually giving shelter think the other way around, that the one who is giving shelter, to whom he is giving shelter, is saying, they are my shelter. So the Supreme Lord has such a sentiment within his heart. He considers, although he is the shelter of everything that exists, of everyone, but Lord feels this devotees, this Vrindavan Dham is my shelter. So he prepares then to protect all the Vajavasis. So then Krishna lifted the Govardhan hill and he asked all the Vajavasis to come. So some of the Brajavasis, they probably thought that how can we all, right? They asked a question that how will be all of us with our animals be able to come beneath the Govardhan hill? So to that Krishna replied, Trailokyam api utsahate rakshitum kin punar brajam. Lord said, this Govardhan hill can actually give shelter to all the three worlds. It has that much capacity. The Govardhan gives shelter to all three worlds. Kim punar vrajam? What to talk of this vraja? So in this way, all of them, they came beneath the Govardhan hill. And for 7 days and seven nights, everyone was just actually exchanging different loving reciprocation with Krishna. Right? So there is a shloka in Vishnu Puran which describes this kind of loving reciprocation. They describe Vrajayakavasi Birharsha Vismitakshara Nirikshita. So all of them, they were greatly jubilant, they were overjoyed. Vrajayakavasi Birharsha Vismita Akshaya Nirikshita. They were astonished to see this wonderful feat. And they were looking at Krishna, right? Nirikshita. Gopa Gopi Janarishta Preeti Visvarite Krishna. And out of their great love towards Krishna, out of their great joy, Preeti Visvarite Krishna, their eyes widened up. With widened eyes they were looking at Krishna. Samstuyamana Charita Krishna Shailam Madharayat. So while they are being very jubilant, they are the young gopis, they are exchanging glances with Krishna. Right? While they are joyful and astonished, they are actually singing the glories of Krishna. Samstuyamana Charita, they are glorifying his characteristics. So for 7 days and seven nights, actually, everyone, they felt greatly satisfied. Right? Krishna showed his affection, he displayed his affection with everyone, all the Brajavasis. And they were satisfied completely by this affectionate dealings of the Lord. So then after 7 days, all the actually sky had cleared, the rain stored, everything, and the Lord asked everyone that now you all can actually go out. So it's described Krishna Yoga Anubhavam. Krishna Yoga Anubhavam Tam Nishamendroti Vismita Nishtambo Bhrashta Sankalpa Swanmegan Sanyavarayat. Krishna Yoganubhavantam Nishamendriyati Vismita. So the Indra was very much also surprised, astonished to see this. And he said, Nishtambo, with the Govardhan Hill going up, his pride came down. Indra's pride came down. And Bhrasht Sankalpa, his desire, his Sankalpa, to which was to destroy or punish Brajvasis, it was baffled. Bhrasht Sankalpa. So actually, Krishna and his devotees, only their sankalpa is satya sankalpa. Any materialistic person in this world who wants to show his prowess, being led out by false pride, that will be brought down, bhrasht sankalpa. And so material energy will actually baffle everyone's attempt to become the Lord and Master. So Indra's sankalpa also was cursed by Krishna. And in the very next verse, Sukhdev Goswami says, Govardhana Dharo, he used the word, he begins to call Krishna as Govardhan Dhari also. In the very next verse, after he describes that, after all the Brajavasi leaves from underneath, he says, he is a Govardhan Dhari now, he used the words. So then, everyone they are going out, right? So Krishna also put down the Govardhan Hill, and Krishna is with his cowherd boy. So everyone, they came and started, some of them started offering their blessings, and the others came and embraced him. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai, Shri Gopal ji ki jai. So according to their individual relationship, everyone, they started actually reciprocating with Krishna. Right? Those who were junior to him, they started coming and massaging his feet. You were standing for so long, must be tired. So describe that in this way, tam prema vegan nirbrita vrajaukasha, that the current of their love, it was actually increasing, right? It was not that the Brajavasis were just filled with love for Krishna, but that love was always increasing, so much so that it would always be overflowing. Right? So in that love, which would always overflow after being filled, that overflow love would come in the form of singing the glories of Krishna. So they, after this pastime, just is coming to close, they started singing the glories of Govardhan Dhari. Right? they composed immediately. Vishwa Javadhar says that they had the ability, especially the cowherd ladies, they had the ability to compose song immediately on the spot, glorifying Krishna. Right? So out of this, their love, they started glorifying Krishna, right, as Govardhanadhari, and said that their hearts, Tato nuraktaye pashupaye parishrito rajan sagostam sabalo vrajadhari tatha vidhane yasakritani gopika gayanta iyur muditaridas prisha. Because tato nurakta, because they all were actually always firmly attached to Krishna, right? So spontaneously, gayanta iyur mudita, in their great joy, they started singing the glories of Krishna. Gayanta iyur mudita hridisprisha. Their hearts were always touched by such loving exchanges that Krishna would actually reciprocate with them. So in this way, Krishna, he draws out, by performing various pastimes, Krishna, he draws out love and affection from the hearts of his devotees. So Sukadev Goswami continues, he says that all the cowherd men, especially, they were astonished. Right? While after this leela ended, they began to consider. Right? Because while this was going on, they were simply busy exchanging loving reciprocation. But after this, they began to consider, they're going to wonder that how could this 7-year-old child lift such a mighty mountain. So they were thinking that who this child is, how could he perform such mighty act? He must be the Supreme Lord himself. So with this doubt in mind, they all approached Nanda Maharaj. So they said, Balakasya yad etani karmani ati adbhutani vai katham marahati yaso janma grammeshu atmaja gupsitam. He said, this boy performing such extraordinary activities, karmani ati adbhutani vai, he must be God, but then how the God has taken he has appeared among the cowherds. He said, we belong to a lowly community. Vishnu Thakur says that they mean to say that even the minor avatars, they don't come in the family of cowherds. Right? They appear in the higher families. How could the Supreme Lord appear in our family who are simply absorbed in this worldly activities? But they say, when he's performing these activities, these amazing activities, he must be God then, right? So they are perplexed. So they are perplexed actually in this. So they are approaching Nanda Maharaj, right? And after they approached Nanda Maharaj, they started telling him that with one hand he easily lifted, right, Govardhan Hill. And not just that, they said when he was just a small infant who had not even opened his eyes, Tokena Militikshena, eyes were almost closed, Militikshena, right? Putanaya Mahojasa, he killed that great demoness Putana. Right? So this, they actually recall all the pastimes till now which had happened. One by one they saying that he could kill that mighty demoness Putana, and then he was lying under a cart, and he kicked the cart, and the cart came thrashing down, and he was just 3 months old at that time. When he was age of one, Trinavart took him so high, and then he caught hold of his neck and brought him down, and the demon was killed. They said he killed that mighty Trinavart also. And then once he was doing mischief and the mother bound him to the grinding mortar, he pulled that grinding mortar between the two trees and pulled the trees down. And it's amazing, when those pastimes actually happened, they never said he has done. Even when the children said that he has done, they said, you be quiet. They asked them to shut up. They didn't believe. Right? They were only thinking that is the work of some evil planet or some demon is coming, and only the child fell from so high, Lord Narayan saved him. Nanda Maharaj has performed many pious activities. Lord is favoring him. So they never ever said that he did it. Now they are affirming before Nanda Maharaj. He kicked the cart. He killed Putna. He only brought the two trees down. He chastised that mighty serpent Kaliya. Right? He killed Vatsasura and brought the Kapitta fruits down. He held the beaks of that powerful demon Baka and tore it apart. They are saying he did all these things. Right? Earlier they never believed. Because at this time, they are the Aishwarya Gyan, the opulences of the Lord, they have manifested within their minds actually. So it actually at that point of time, Krishna was away in the forest. So Srila Vishwanath Thakur says that these kind of expressions could only manifest in their heart when Krishna was away. When he is near to them, they would only the Vatsalya Prem would come forth. Right? Because he was away, so this kind of feelings they are able to express, that he did all these things. Right? So one by one they recall all the pastimes of the Lord. And Sukhdev Goswami also just doesn't express their amazement by saying that he killed Putana, Baka, Adi kind of, etc., all the demons. He recalls everyone, all the wonderful activities Krishna performed. And this chapter is entitled Wonderful Krishna. Right? Because there he recalls all the activities. And it's a kind of recap till what has happened till now. All the wonderful activities Krishna has performed. And Krishna's Kaviraj, actually the purpose of recap is to recall. There is another purpose of recap which Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami points out. He says, now I will recap all the pastime of the Lord in Madhya Lila. Madhya Lila ar kram eve kari anuvad. Anuvad kaila hai kathar aswad. He said, so that you may now relish it again. Right? So the purpose of recap is not just to recall it, but even to relish it. Right? He gives. So here Sukhdev Goswami himself, he is expressing the feeling and recalling all the pastime so that he and all the devotees can relish it once again. So, but the purpose of recalling all of this, they are saying all of this to say, if he is not the Supreme Lord, how could he perform such mighty acts? How could he perform such mighty acts? And then they say that he killed that mighty demon Dhenukasur along with Balram. Actually Balram ji killed, and Krishna was along with Balram ji killed Dhenukasur. But they say he killed Dhenukasur. Balram ji was the primary actor, they made him a secondary role in killing of Dhenukasur. Because they are giving more prominence to Krishna. And actually Krishna is always the main doer. Right? Even Balram ji had killed Palambasur, but they said that he arranged the killing of Palambasur through Balram. He is the main actor. So in this way they recall, and then finally they say that, oh dear Nanda, all of us, the residents of Vraja, cannot give up our affection towards your son. They say, dustajas chanu ragosmin sarve shamno vrajokasam nandate tanehasmaso tasyapi yotapattikatham. So they are saying that we cannot give up our affection. They say our affection towards, it is not just we, even the birds and the forest animals of Vraja, they feel the same kind of affection towards your son. Saying our attraction towards Krishna is very natural and it cannot be given up, even though we see that he has the qualities of God. Right? So they say actually in this world one has more affection for one's own body than wealth and children, and then one has more affection for one's soul than one's body, and one has more affection for the super soul than the soul. So they said that since we have so much affection for Krishna, he must be the super soul. He must be Paramatma. But then how is it that the Paramatma has affection towards us? Because we see that when we do not actually show our affection to Krishna, he feels morose. He expects affection from us. Right? So they say, but how is Paramatma, who is supposed to be neutral, self-satisfied, he is affectionate towards us? So actually we see that the residents of Vrindavan, they come very close to the right conclusion and then they miss it. It's actually not their ill fortune that they miss it, they are most fortunate that they miss the right conclusion, always, by the arrangement of the Lord. He said the yogamaya potency of the Lord which conducts this pastime acts only in Goloka Vrindavan and Bhava Vrindavan. Nowhere in the Vaikuntha planet there is yogamaya. So in this way, they express this and they ask Nanda Maharaj, is he God? But we see that he expects so much affection from us. So how do we believe that? Who is he actually? So all the after expressing, so Nanda Maharaj said, I will speak to you what Garga Muni spoke to me previously, which will dispel all your doubts, Nanda Maharaj says. And he speaks 7 verses which were spoken by Garga Muni earlier to him during the name giving ceremony, chapter 8 of 10th canto. He speaks all those 7 verses which describes that how they had previously appeared in different complexions, right? Shuklo rakta sathapita idanim krishnatam gata. It was appeared in the white, red and yellow complexion. Now he has come in the blackish complexion. And they said, this son of your has many, many names. Previously he had appeared of son of Vasudev also. So one of his name is Vasudev. He doesn't say this birth. He said previously somewhere he appeared as son of Vasudev. And then he said that actually by this he has appeared to increase the transcendental bliss of you all, and by his grace you will all be able to overcome all the difficulties. Right? And he said previously when there was a irregular government and Indra had been dethroned, this child of yours appeared, right, to actually curb the rocks and to give protection to demigods. So anyone who actually is favored by him, he is always protected, just like the demigods are always protected by Lord Vishnu. So after saying all these things, Garga Muni, 7th verse, he says, Tasma nandatma jo yamte narayana samo gunai shriya kirtyanu bhavena gopayasva samahita. He says, Tasma, therefore, nanda atma jo yamte, O Nanda, this son of yours, Nanda Atma Joyamte, Narayana Samo, he is as good as Narayan in his qualities, Gunay, in his opulence, Shriya, Kirti, Anubhav, in his fame, in his influence. In 4 ways he described. Right? Narayana Samo, Gunay, Shriya, Kirti, Anubhavena. So he described all the Aishwarya Gyan, that as good as Supreme Lord Narayan. And then understanding the will of the Lord, he says, Gopayasva Samahita. All of you should very carefully protect him and take care of him. So, what he spoke in the 6.75 verses, all were covered by simply one line. Gopayasva samahita. Please take nice care of him. Only that line remained. We have to take nice care of him. We have to protect him. So, Nanda Maharaj, he spoke this. And however, Nanda Maharaj actually changed one line of the verse. Right? Garga Muni had said, this son of yours, but Nanda Maharaj said, Tasma Nanda Kumaroyam. Garga Muni told that this child, O Nanda, this child. So Nanda Maharaj also wants all the Brajavasis to consider him their child. Right? He said, so after he speaks all these verses, right, actually there was it said that after hearing all this, the doubts of the Brajavasis were dispelled. What was the doubt? That whether he is the Supreme Lord or not. Now, it being dispelled meant what? The doubt was dispelled. Is it the Supreme Lord that is dispelled, or is it not the Supreme Lord that is dispelled? Right? But actually, it looks like that they all believed after hearing this that Krishna is Supreme Lord. But actually, no. The last line, they all stuck to that. We all have to protect him, take nice care of him. So the doubt that he is a Supreme Lord was dispelled. Said he is as good as Narayan. He is not Narayan. Vishwanatha Thakur gives the example, there is Surya Kantmani, which is as good as sun. It is very brilliant, but it's not same as sun. So actually, by hearing all these statements, which actually anyone would say that now they will believe he is Supreme Lord. But they firmly believed that he is actually our son, the object of our affection. We need to take care of him. We need to bless him. So in this way, they all actually, when Krishna came back, all this conversion took place when Krishna was in the forest, when he came back, they all started congratulating him, showering their blessings upon him, and again affectionately dealing as before. Right? So in this way, we see that how Lord Krishna also, being always very kind and affectionate to his devotees, he draws out unlimited affection from the hearts of his devotees. Hare Krishna. Sorry for going little over time. Jai Granthra Srimad Bhagatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna.